Excuse me, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to be here and to show some information from China and water and agriculture. As an organizer, they asked me to talk about the sustainability issues related to water and agriculture in China. I want to first get a very quick review of agriculture in China and focus on water scarcity and food security in China. And we'll discuss other sustainability issues and mention how we can achieve the sustainability in China. If we look at the data that Chinese agriculture, that we use 8% of the arable land of the world and the 6% of renewable water, that means the rainfall and the discharge annually, but we consume 32% of a chemical fertilizer. It's 19% of a cereal, of the world cereal, and the 30% of a meat, 38 fruits and vegetables, and we serve 20% of the population. If we look forward that next till 2030, the Chinese agriculture, the major task could be ensure the food security. And we also need the Chinese agriculture would have some action in protect and restore the health of the agro ecosystem. And also we need to poverty reduction in rural regions and promote urbanization and agricultural modernizations. I will give you some detailed explain on food security. We are planted that for cereal demand by 2030, and we need 0.62 billion metric tons of cereal production. And now we have about for last year is 52 billion metric tons of cereal was produced. That means 0.1 billion metric tons of cereal we need that to produce by 2030. This could be ensure our guarantees that for cereal self-sufficiency could be 95%. A more quick poverty reduction and urbanizations and focus on the water scarcity and the food security. We look at the water requirement in Chinese agriculture. Currently, the cereal production consumes 570 billion cubic meters of water, out of which 170 billion cubic meters come from irrigation. Another 400 billion cubic meters of water come from rainfall utilization. Our irrigation water use ratio is about 45%. The rainwater use ratio about 55%. So if we look at the water use efficiency in cereal production over in China, there could be 1 metric ton of a cereal. We need 1,100 cubic meters of water. We have some prediction that if we use the data that I just showed that by 2030, 4.62 billion tons of cereal production, we need at least 680 billion cubic meters of water. This is what Chinese agriculture, the requirement of Chinese agriculture, if we want to achieve our target by 2030, but now that the water supply, the gross water, we have some shortage because Till now, 400 billion cubic meters of water allocated and limited for agriculture. By 2030, this is the maximum. In these numbers of water, only 350 billion cubic meters of water for irrigation. It's, if you look at the picture, 117 billion cubic meters of water that come from irrigation agriculture, our irrigation water use ratio is something about very close to the 50%. In other aspects, so that the malfunction of land resources distribution over the channel, they make some difficulties to Chinese agriculture. Because if you look at the northern China, we have 56% of arable land, but we only have 19% of water resources. We make some calculation, and we use the water consumptions here currently and by 2030, and we found that 110 billion cubic meters of water was short for the further agriculture. The another pictures that we make some statistical that if we make a study with since the establishment of new China to 1980s and then 1980 to 2000, and we see that the irrigation, the effective irrigation acreage that promote the gross cereal production before 1980s. But after 1980s, the promoter of the gross cereal production is changes to some fertilizer and varieties improvement. And we show this picture, and you get very clear idea. By 2000, the effective irrigation acreage that peaked to the maximum. And in recent years, we do not see significant changes or increments of effective irrigation acreage, but our gross cereal production, they have some increased. Here, there's some phenomena about the by 2003 and 2004, there's a drop of gross cereal production. The reason is either is one reason is about the disaster, the other is about some policy, and we change some cereal production to some cash crop. Besides this gross water shortage and water pollution, as well as global change that reduce the water availability in agriculture. And we see that we do not have the data recently, but if we look at the data here, drought hazardous acreage of crops since 1950s to 1990s is increased significantly, and by now, about 10% of the cereal production was lost by the disaster. Its major is about the drought. If rather than water scarcity, we have some other sustainability issues. The number one is the climate change. If we look at we observed temperature since 1950s to 2004. And we understood that in the northern part of China, it could be already changed to dry and hot. As you know, the major Chinese agriculture, especially for cereal production, is concentrated on northeastern part, in the central China, and in the downstream of the Yangtze River. So you see the right part of China that we change already get the temperature high. If you look at the climate change, SRES A2 scenario, I think that is just we show A1 scenarios. All the prediction of the result show that the northern part of China will be changed to warmer and dry, but south part of China will be changed to cool and wet. So our teams in the institute, we do some research on the climate change on yield and the arable land. By the 2030, gross cereal productivity in China can reduce 5 to 10% if no action is taken. We do also some simulation as in the second half of the 21st century, climate change can cause yield reduction in rice, maize, and wheat up to 37%. That means that if with no actions to taking for climate change, there could be a dramatic impact of climate change on cereal production. And we see this simulated result of rice yield in 2080, and the down maps that show some arable land, all the arable land will be reduced 13% as well. The other sustainability issues that we still have some from economic or trade patterns, and we show some domestic produce and the trade patterns, and if you look at the data of Chinese agriculture, about half irrigated farmland is pasteurized. All this pasteurized is mainly distributed on the southern part of China. As you know, if we develop water-saving agriculture, pasteurized could be significant that to water conserved. But when we conserve it from pasteurized, the difficult we have some still have some problem how to deliver this saved water to the north. Because north is the very severe shortage regions. But another thing is that by now, north deliver also cereal to the south. Annually, we make estimation at about 15 billion cubic meters of water was delivered from north to the south due to the cereal transportations. That means that it's all one-third of the Yellow River discharge annually. So you will see north with lack of water, but we still deliver some cereal production from the south. The other aspect about economic water transfers, within the agriculture in recent years, fruits, vegetables, and the livestock compete land and water use with cereal. So if we remember the maps that by the 2004-2003, there is a drops of the gross cereal production. This means that some fruits, vegetables, and livestock developed rapidly in that period of time. Also, competitive water utilization induced limited water transfer from agriculture to industry and urbanizations. And we also have that from the transformation, from transfer from agriculture to non-agriculture purpose. Agriculture is also paid as a compensation for the infrastructure constructions, particularly for irrigation improvement. But this compensation is also under volume. It cannot, it's not enough. The other issues is the commodity and the water pricing. As you know that during the food crisis in China, cereal price is maintained relatively low and stable because the central government control the cereal products at the low level. It helps inflation but the side effect for farmers' income. As you know that the energy, the power, it's more costly, but in the cereal price is maintained relatively low. and I was also what the price. Many scientists they speak out that they could raise the water price, as well as fertilizer, pesticides, or gasoline machinery. But all these prices are controlled and maintained at a low level. In such a situation, central government want to maintain the cereal production as constantly levels that can serve the state target. But the other impact of this policy that yield some non-point source pollution, because if the fertilizer, the price is low, the farmer can use more and more fertilizer if there is a benefit from fertilizer input. So also, we have some contradiction between national target and the farmer's livelihoods. For ensure food security, water and ecological safety is a national target, but the farmer, they pay more attention on the livelihoods like food and income. So land and water competed under limitation acts as a cereal with cash crop with irrigation and fertilization and also non-point source pollution control. All these mixed together this shows some difficulties when there's a limit of land and water resources. The other issues is we should see that in China, all the agriculture is smallholder farmers, and some one families that they could be maybe half hectares in north, in south, less than half. The small farmer, there is some difficulties for technical extensions that small and individual farmer first, it is very difficult to uniform the productions. The farmers can choose maize, can choose wheat, even they choose the same weights but the different varieties and the difficult control the product quality. So the technical transfer is difficult under different skill and education background. Different family has different education background, and also they have different farmland. And also it's very difficult to give them the latest information. So are these sustainability issues, and how we can achieve sustainability for Chinese agriculture? If we look back all the issues together on the small scale farmers, that the only the impact that do not have enough and the clean water in time for agriculture. Currently, due to the water shortage, some farmers they use the untreated wastewater directly for irrigation. Sometimes. This yield another problem of food quality. They also suffer from a severe drought, and they also, under the price system, they reduce the willingness for cereal production, and also they yield some non-point source pollution for agriculture. So, at the beginning, I just say that for Chinese agriculture, strategically, we should focus on food security, ecological health, poverty reduction, urbanizations, and each kind of tasks. We have some questions, and also we give some strategies. And by now, Chinese government will learn from this research result and adopt some strategies like resources, land and water shortage. We use technical substitution strategies. And we also use agro-industry expansion strategies that to improve farmers' income. And in the middle, technical innovation and the capability improvement strategies are become some project, the central government project that to increase the agriculture capability. As we see that there is more than 100 billion cubic meters of water shortage, and we make some water balance calculation, and if we can use to improve water use ratio, that means we need to invest in some infrastructure and also improve the water use efficiency. That means we should improve technologies and applications that we can also we can achieve the water balance and from calculation and the predictions. So I think there's such kind of water shortage that could be saluted by some capital invest and technical investment. So there are four aspects of how to achieve towards the sustainability. The first thing, improve investment for infrastructure. As you know, if you see some newspaper that we just go into the new socialism countryside building project, and we use some investment to improve irrigation system and water harvesting. Also, the capital invest also works on soil fertility enhancement and the machinery, technical service facilities. The second point is strengthen technical extension and application. And I don't show some exact numbers of research and develop the capital investment, but every recent years, the investment of R&D and the increase that by now is about 1.1% of GDP. Okay. So the second is outside the training, the government launched a technical goes to farmer project, and also we do some education knowledge popularization. The third point is to perfect the strategies and policies. We hope that it can reduce tax and fees from agriculture production, it's already done, and increase subsidies, already done, and also improve pricing system. By now, I just mentioned that just the exam and the preparations, and also we need some compensation from resource received and environment sound practices, that's in discussion. So in the last, we promote socio-economic support, and we emphasize on urban promote rural economy and the commercial insurance to reduce farmers' risk, as well as tax regulation to combat waste. So this is what I want to show. Thank you.